There are fears that strikes could cripple Australia's most lucrative export if a dispute over pay and conditions isn't resolved. Tugboat workers have voted to shut down Port Hedland in the Pilbara in Western Australia, one of the world's biggest iron ore ports. Big miner BHP Billiton says the maritime union's being irresponsible, but the union says iron ore exports have surged over the past few years along with the workload. Here's the resources reporter Sue Lannan.
The Australian waterfront has been at the centre of some of the country's most bitter industrial disputes, and now it could be the scene of another potential strike at Port Hedland in the Pilbara, Australia's major iron ore port.
We've got some key issues that are still on the table that don't look like being resolved in terms of the negotiations we've had to date. And on the basis of that, we've opened up the option of being able to have industrial action in our kit bag in terms of supporting our claims.
That's Will Tracy, WA Assistant Secretary of the Maritime Union. 45 tugboat deckhands have voted to go on strike for up to a week as they negotiate with TK Shipping over higher wages and holidays.
The dispute essentially is over the renegotiation of a new agreement. We do 12-hour shifts, 28 days straight. And we're looking for 4 weeks annual leave. We're also looking for the industry standard in respect of the relativity between the master's or officer's salary and that of a deckhand.
If the workers do decide to go on strike, they have 30 days to take action. Two other maritime unions are also unhappy with TK Shipping. They've also asked their members if they want to take industrial action. Andrew Williamson is from the Australian Institute of Marine and Power Engineers.
The 12 months of negotiations, which have proven fruitless. There's fatigue issues in the port, working routinely in excess of 12 hours, and we've been instructed to have that eliminated, that fatigue, drive it out of the port.
The mining industry has hit back. BHP Billiton says a strike at Port Hedland will cost the industry $100 million a day. Fortescue Metals has called for labour laws to be changed to prevent what it says is a handful of workers holding to ransom the jobs of thousands of people. TK Shipping says it regrets the potential for industrial action and negotiations with the unions are continuing. Scott Barklam is from Mining Industry Employer Group, the Australian Mines and Metals Association.
The Australian Mines and Metals Association regularly negotiates with the MUA. We find them to be a very robust negotiator, but not always as committed to outcomes as they could be, not always working as urgently towards the resolution of matters that they could be. So we're very concerned that the MUA is holding out the threat of strike action in Port Hedland.
The last major industrial strife in the Pilbara was the Robe River dispute in the 1980s, which broke the back of the union movement. University of Sydney Professor of Employment Relations Braden Ellum says the stakes are also high this time around.
This industry does provoke a fair amount of inflamed rhetoric at times on both sides. It's a very highly unionised sector, the maritime sector, which is unusual, as you know, in Australia at the moment. It's a very forceful union as well. On the other hand, not only have you got very powerful resource companies, but you've also got resource companies, especially in the West, who aren't used to dealing with unions. So the fact that you now have a presence, chiefly on the waterfront, which of course is the most obvious pinch point in the production and supply process, is I think inflaming the issue and causing genuine concern to the employers, but also it's new territory for them to be in.
The Maritime Union and TK are back before the Fair Work Commission to try and hammer out an agreement next week.
Resources reporter Sue Lannan.